And Paul Jacklin said, Michael, stop walking around like that, will you please? Don't feel too bad. Why don't you come in here for a minute, please? And I said, all right. And I thought, oh boy, is he going to cane me, right? He's being too nice. And Paul was a wonderful person, but he had a bit of a reputation for giving you a serve, you know, a bit of stick. And so I go in, and he said, have a look at this. I said, yes, what is it? He said, it is called a tape recorder. I said, a tape recorder? I've heard of those. Is this what you're recording on? He said, yes, dear boy. He said, we'll just go back, pick it up at the music. And he said, you go on. Now you go inside, pump yourself up again, and we're ready to go. Wow. And I went inside again. I thought, oh, all that wonderful stuff. And it was just the end of the beginning of the next scene that I'd blown. So I went in, and he said, you're right to go. And I said, yes, let her rip. And boom, and I'm into it again. And it's all beautifully done, and it's all melded and mixed. And oh, God, that was like being reprieved from death row, you know? I mean, it was just gigantic to have the freedom that you knew that you could... Look, it was almost like saying, oh, wait, we'll just run the tape back, or we'll do this, or do that, or just go on and we'll nick it together.
And that was as early as the late 40s?
No, that was 1950. 50. That was 1950 that I experienced that with Paul Jackson, to the best of my knowledge. Mm. I think it was doing the Motorola shows of that year, because I know my wife of that time went in and picked up what prize I had won for acting or writing, I forget what it was, that I won in the Motorola while I was first in America. So it would have been 1950, I think, then, at 2UE. And probably all the other units were going to that at that time. When shows were done live, back in the late 30s, or from the time that I started to experience it, there was a tremendous tension, you were really poised to go. And, I mean, it created such a wonderful sort of... energy in us that I think that's where the finest performances came from. And same thing after the war, for those years before tape came in. And I think after that, many of the actors, well, many is too big a word probably, but certainly some of the actors said, oh, well, it doesn't matter if we blow. It doesn't matter, we can just go back and pick it up. And I noticed actors that I'd worked with from that period when they were younger actors, and that I later worked with, say when I was doing Power Without Glory, the TV series with the ABC, and I met a number of them that had been radio actors with me. God, their work was sloppy. Really sloppy. I mean, they were satisfied with work that they did, which wouldn't have got them an audition when they were beginning as radio actors.